My name is Jacinda Beals, and I am a Labrador Land Protector. And it's my honor to welcome you here tonight. We're so grateful, Minister Bennett, for you and your colleagues to join us. It means the world to us to have your ear for just a short time. The people that you are sitting with are wonderful, amazing people. We all have our own issues with this project, but the main thing that we have in common is our love for this land and our love for Labrador and the people that are here. So it's why we fight so hard to protect everything and everybody. And hopefully you'll be able to hear from these amazing Labradorians. You'll feel that love that they have for Labrador and why it's so important to have sharing circles like this. Thank you so much for taking the time for us. We're going to have Uncle Ken now do a prayer. Thank you.
I want to welcome Karen and your interstate, but I'm very happy that you came here. A special guest, land protectors, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be here with you tonight. And I'm going to do a very common prayer. Are you bear with me now for a minute? Dearest Great Spirit, for we need your healing strength, courage, and protection through this great land. Grant us peace and harmony, comfort throughout all nations. Protect our way of life and prevent destruction of Mother Earth. Respecting Mother Earth and all creatures today, tomorrow, for all the days, as long as the sun shines, the grass grows, and the water flows. Thank you, great Creator, for your many blessings. Amen.
So my name is Denise Cole. I will be your guide tonight. Within the inner circle, I'm also a Labrador land protector, a water keeper, wear different titles, and I'm very much a Labradorian. I am of Inuit descent, but in this circle we are all one. That's the beautiful part of being within this circle of the land protectors. We have always been as one. We all come into the circle in a good way to share peacefully and listen non-judgmentally. And we leave the circle in a good way, and we speak with truth and honesty. We honor the tradition of the sharing circle, recognizing its historical importance of bringing together all cultures, including our ancestors and those yet to be born. Everyone in the circle is equal and to be treated with respect.
I'm a land protector. My name is Lenny Sunday. I don't know why I just started to cry, but this is very difficult for me. This is my dad or my grandson. They live with me, and we live in the flood zone. I don't know how many times I would wake 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning wondering if my home is safe. I don't want to see my grandson. If there's something ever happened, his lifeless body wash up on the shore like you would have seen in the news in other parts of this world. My fear is genuine. It's real, and to deal with a company, a mega project that doesn't even listen to what I have to say or other people here have to say is really disheartening. I'm a social worker, and as we all know, social workers are here to protect children, but I feel like I can't protect my children. I feel like whenever I speak out against this, I have a fear that I'll go to court, that charges will be laid against me, and then I'll lose my job.
Welcome, everyone. I'm pleased to meet you. I'm so happy we're meeting. My name is Tracy. I'm calling you to revisit the decision made April 17, 2015, in the spring. Nunatsiavut versus Canada, the Attorney General, when the court concluded that even if the proponent, that is Nalcor, predictions about methylmercury were wrong, little could be done. And if it came to be that it was so that there's danger from the methylmercury, further consultation and accommodation would be required. The Harvard study, which Nunatsiavut contracted, came out in the fall of that year after that decision was made, confirming methylmercury would affect rigolet especially, in particular our salmon and our seal populations. I ask for your commitment to push to look at that decision that was made in the courts, especially now in light of this bill, and to push that while the Muskrat Falls project is currently being reviewed, it should be paused before it causes irreparable harm. Nakumi.
I'm here because I'm not only a mother, but a grandmother. And grandchildren have a special place in my heart. And I don't want to see any child, especially my grandchildren, poisoned with methylmercury. I thought all Canadians had a right to protest peacefully. Apparently, we don't. We don't have a right because many times, we were dragged off to court because we peacefully protest. When you go back to Ottawa, I want you to stand up and I want you to ask every member in the House of Commons, would they sit by and let family members be poisoned with methylmercury? And if your answer is no, don't expect us to sit by.
My name is Erin Sanders. I'm an Inuit woman from Happy Valley, Goose Bay. I'm also one of the ones that went through the gate last year and occupied an outdoor site. Ms. Bennett, as you're a federal minister of Indigenous Affairs, I'm wondering, will you commit to protecting my rights as an Inuit woman, also the rest of the Inuit people from Labrador, from methylmercury poisoning in our traditional foods? I have stood up for my Aboriginal rights against Nalcor's project. Now I'm facing court charges because of it, both criminal and civil. And there's many more that's facing these charges too as well, not just me. You're telling us that it's illegal to protect our way of life and protect our home and our culture.
Good evening. My name is John Rennie. I'm the most peaceful person in this group. And one thing I have to ask is, as an educated person, why do you keep calling dams green? Methylmercury is not green. And everybody knows it. You know it. But I keep hearing that from government officials, this green energy. That is nonsense. Please stop saying that. Your government is turning a blind eye to the environmental damage that's being done in this area. You're now going to give more money for a transmission line to go through southern Labrador and Quebec so other rivers can be destroyed. You're here to give an apology for the residential school survivors for the sake of truth and reconciliation. Yet you are ready to poison us again.
My name is Elder Davis. I'm born just down the street there. I've followed the environmental hearings of the so-called Lower Churchill Project from the beginning, before the beginning, when Brian Tobin was in charge. And it never made sense. What we're seeing is destruction of our community and the wildlife and the natural environment. You're going to do Gull Island next to triple the amount of methylmercury coming down this river and into the food source. And nobody seems to care. I am very disappointed in Prime Minister Trudeau, and hopefully you, as Minister of the Crown, and the Crown used to be the Indigenous people's protectors against the invading, the marauding colonial people. I hope we can turn back a page and try and do something about the situation. It is untenable. We can't survive what's being done to us.
My name is Marjorie Flowers, and to think that there's going to be so much methylmercury buildup in that food web to the point that we can't harvest that anymore, that's the crime. That's the criminal activity that's going on, not what I've done. I spent 10 days in jail at a maximum security pen jail. And after I got back out of there, I spent 29 days on house arrest under surveillance by the RCMP here, because they've been ordered to be heavy-handed with us, because I've spoken out to try to protect a huge, important piece of my culture. That's a crime. And Linda already talked about it, about how this dam will break. In my mind, it will break, not it may break. We have scientific backup and support, you know, from an expert in this field of marine clay that they're using to build that dam. And he has said, this will fail. And no one's listening. We have real, genuine concerns about our families and our future, the future of our children and grandchildren here on the land that we've lived here for hundreds and thousands of years.
Our waters, our lands, and our culture is being destroyed. We are very much asking for a suspension of the Muskrat Falls project until issues are addressed, including the fact that we, no longer feel that we have ever been able to give our free, prior, and informed consent to this project. This should have stopped and only move forward with our free and prior informed consent, and that does not just include Indigenous leaders. It has to include the people. I've lost my sacred space. For many years, I have gone to the north side of Muskrat Falls, and I have performed sacred ceremony, as is my responsibility to do so. The fact that I am no longer allowed back to this place brings me more hurt than anything I can ever describe. People can go to their churches. I can no longer go to mine. I have tried twice. I have charges for both of those times. And my last thought is around the museums and artifacts. Over 70,000 artifacts have been taken off of Labrador lands. There are campsites and trail systems that have been erased and replaced with rock and concrete. We can never get those back. I have much more that I could say, but I will stop there. And I thank you that you're both here and that you've opened your hearts to hearing us.
Thank you, first of all, for the invitation to be here. Thank you for sharing with us your views, but also your lived experience and your wisdom of how you see what is happening in your land and in Labrador. I think it's important that we always listen and that we always have an ear for each other. And so I appreciate the frankness and I appreciate the respect that you've shown in inviting us here. And I just hope that we can offer that in return.
The point about green energy is clear, because right here it doesn't feel green, but in lots of pristine parts of Canada, and including in my riding, we have 80 units of crude oil going straight through my riding. And the people living right next to that rail track, whether it's in downtown Toronto or on the shores of Lake Superior, this is also a concern as we try and wean ourselves off fossil fuel, that there are real fears coast to coast to coast in terms of diesel and climate change and the kinds of things that how we all describe what is green energy and how we actually need to quickly wean ourselves from fossil fuel. The issue around country foods, we will work with you, because in everything Yvonne and I are trying to do on Nutrition North or the kinds of things about affordable food, we know that it has to be the fish and the animals and the seal and the marine mammals that are going to be allowing people to go to their traditional ways that actually is important. And I think that, as you say, that spiritual association with the land and the water is also something that we can't argue with in terms of how important this is. I think knowing that going backwards is going to be very difficult, that reviewing things that were approved before, I think is something that Minister Carr and Minister McKenna are recognizing would be very, very difficult going forward in terms of the integrity of our way of building trust and being able to go forward.
This is my opportunity to say thank you to all of you for coming and bearing witness and showing such respect and support, and we could feel your energy in that circle, and to all within the inner circle who gave of their hearts tonight. And there is a lot of emotions, and they cover the whole spectrum, and it's important to honor them. And I know that we don't get all of the answers in 1 hour. And so I want to thank and honor the minister and our federal MP for coming here and being a part of working towards getting that culture back. We do come in a peaceful way. We go in a peaceful way. But please don't let that ever be mistook, that we will not stand up. We will always stand up for what we believe is to be right. We have a responsibility to the ancestors who protected these lands for us and for those not yet born who depend on us to protect it for them. We are going to continue to ask for the suspension of the Muskrat Falls Hydro Project. We cannot allow Gull Island to move forward. We have to protect the land, life, culture, and water And in order to do that, we are going to have to continue to stand up. We would rather government stand up with us and work with us. But make no mistake, if we have to continue to work alone, we are many. We are not alone, and we will continue. So thank you to everyone who came, to our elder, Uncle Ken, who said our prayer for us.
So what did you think of the Sharon Circle tonight?
Well, I was honored to be part of it. I think it was constructive and with dignity and respect, and I'm very grateful that there was this honesty and truth and feelings. And so I just am truly grateful for the way that it was conducted and in such a respectful way. And they obviously have strong feelings and that fear and emotion that is so important and that is, you know, it's for me to understand that.
What did you think of some of the comments tonight, like as far as what were some of the main ones that stood out in your mind?
Well, I think the fear around the methyl mercury and I think that and country food and their way of life and I think that, you know, that is something that is going to be monitored and going to be dealt with in the very best science. So, but, you know, I think it's really important that we also know that the idea of going back and revisiting the decision is unlikely. And so it's a matter of how do we go forward together in a respectful way, knowing that there are these concerns and fears. And, you know, and again, I think that, you know, I heard strongly the fear that the dam will break, which obviously is a very large fear. And again, we will have to do whatever we can to make sure that the provincial government is very clear about that fear and able to reassure people that there is good science on their side.
Are you in favor of an independent inquiry of the North Spur?
Well, I think the province, I mean, this is, as you know, a totally provincial project. So the you know, I think the province has decided to do an inquiry, and we will listen to what that reveals.
And you've obviously come here, and you've had a chance to listen to people's thoughts and feelings on this subject. What action do you think should be taken out of this, or do you expect to see action taken out of this?
Well, I think it's a matter of knowing that that they are being heard. I think that's, you know, I think that this is what we are hearing coast to coast to coast with projects where there have been people objecting to them, but that we will obviously take back their concerns. But as you know, this is a provincial project, and we, as the federal representatives, end up doing what, you know, we'll always communicate what we've heard, but again, it's not our decision.
What did you think of the Sharon Circle?
I was very proud of the people who were in the inner and the outer circle to bring their voices forward and to speak so honestly and so humbly. And it's always hard, the emotion within sharing circles, because it's a place of healing too. So I was really glad that we got our messages forward. I feel that it always happens. It happens every time we have sort of government people in our circle. It's when they speak, it's very hard to respond to us because there is so much spiritual energy that's there and cultural energy that's there. We knew that she wouldn't jump up and say, we're going to stop the project, so we expected some of the rhetoric that we heard, but I still believe that she tried her best to speak also in a good and honest way within her abilities. So I just hope this is the start of dialogue, because truth and reconciliation doesn't happen in an hour. It doesn't happen in the one circle, so hopefully this is the beginning of a more future meaningful dialogue.
So, of course, as I was saying to Minister Bennett, now it's good to hear everybody's thoughts and feelings on this very important subject, but it's also important to see action come out of it. Do you have any comment on that?
Absolutely it is. We need to see them now stand up in the House of Commons. We need to see them go to the province to speak very clearly to Indigenous leaders that what we're hearing from your people is not what we're hearing from you, that all is not well in this hydroelectric project. So we want to see them stand up and say, you know, we are going to put conditions on this loan guarantee. Maybe it's time for us to think about the permits that we have issued. I believe there is time to go back. If there wasn't time to go back, they wouldn't be here making an apology of something that happened so many years ago. So yes, you can go back, whether it's a resource project or not. So we need to see them take those very clear stands. I would like to see the minister now go to the Minister of Natural Resources to start looking at what are the conditions within the financing of their loan guarantees. Can they do something to add pressure? They have a federal seat at the Independent Expert Advisory Committee for Methylmercury, that they should now go and really use that seat in a very meaningful way. They should, as they speak with Indigenous leaders, say, we need to revisit the duty to consult and free and prior informed consent. And they need to look at things like taking, Bill 262 and make it law, make it quick, and don't dilly-dally like they have with some of the other promises they made from election time till now.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.